Czy apostolski, jest takie spotkanie, co Paweł miał w Atenie. W tym czasie Atena
at this time, Athens
była trzy razy mniejsza niż Korynt.
Was three times smaller than Corinth.
To już nie było takie wielkie miasto, ale tam... I'm sorry, I'm supposed to speak Polish. English. I'm falling into Polish, you know what I mean? Athens is where Paul was headed.
Athens to tam, gdzie Paweł szedł.
And he... it was a completely different city.
Kompletnie inne miasto.
It was three times smaller than Corinth.
Trzy razy mniejsze od Korynt.
Corinth was filled with very many foreigners.
Korynt był pełen innych ludzi z innych krajów.
And so it was a place where that's why I think, in my opinion,
w mojej opinii,
why in 1 Corinthians,
pierwszy Korinthian,
Paul had to deal with speaking in many tongues. Because people were coming there and there was a need for the gift of tongues.
Ludzie tam przychodzili, był potrzebny dar w mówieniu językami.
Because the original gift of tongues,
oryginalny dar języka,
was so people would understand.
Było to, żeby ludzie mogli porozumiewać się.
In the book of Acts, in chapter 2,
rozdziale drugim,
it says that it gives 14 languages,
14 języków było,
which were known,
które były znane,
which were known, and the languages are actually explained, these were real languages,
były prawdziwe języki, były tłumaczone.
And at the end of Corinthians 14,
pod koniec Koryntian, rozdział 14,
it says that tongues were given,
języki byli dane,
for unbelievers.
Dla tych niewierzących.
Not for believers.
Nie dla wierzących.
But today many people think it's for believers.
Ale dzisiaj większość ludzi myśli, że to
dla wierzących. So unbelievers would say, wow!
Niewierzący mówili, wow!
He's speaking a language that he doesn't know.
Mówi językiem, który nie zna.
It was a real gift.
To był prawdziwym darem.
Anyway, Paul here is in leaving Corinth.
Paweł tu odchodził od Korynt.
And he's going to Athens with a new problem.
I szedł do Ateny z nowym problemem.
It's and he went there and I'm going to read from several verses and maybe you could just translate what I'm reading because I don't think I have another Bible here. Paul stood in the middle of a place called the Areopagus.
Paweł stoi w miejscu Areopagus.
Areopagu. Po polsku, and said, "Men of Athens."
Ludzie Ateny.
And he saw, and then he saw that the Athenian, the people in Athens,
widział, że ludzie z Ateny
were very. He said they were very religious.
Byli bardzo religijni.
But they had one god they worshipped.
Mieli jednego boga, co ich czcili.
That they called the unknown god.
Co mówili na niego niewiadomego boga.
And Paul used that.
Paweł użył tego.
Everywhere Paul went,
wszędzie gdzie Paweł szedł,
he I very rarely speak in English, but I'm tempted to speak Polish. But everywhere he went,
wszędzie gdzie on
szedł, he dealt with the people that he was dealing with, and whether if they were Jews.
Żydami.
He spoke to them with their Jewish understanding.
Mówił z nimi po żydowskim porozumieniu.
He gave in to their customs.
Rozumiał ich tradycje.
But when he was with the Gentiles,
ale jak był z poganami,
he had to deal differently.
Musiał inaczej do tego podchodzić.
Paul was raised in actually outside of Israel.
Paweł był wychowany poza Izraelem.
In a place called Tarsus.
Tarsus.
And so, but it's interesting that he applied himself
to, jest interesujące, że aplikował się
to these people who were worshiping stones,
to tych ludzi, co wielbili kamienie, statuły,
made out of metal,
co były stworzone z metalu,
wood,
drewno.
And he saw that they were lost.
Widział, że byli pogubieni.
And they were still looking for the real God.
I dalej szukali prawdziwego
Boga. So he was able to showed them, and what he did is he concentrated on one truth about Jesus.
Skoncentrował się na jednym prawdzie o Jezusie.
That he rose again from the dead.
Że zmartwychwstał z śmierci.
Because all of their gods never died and rose again.
Bo żaden z nich bogów nikt tak nie zrobił.
Only Jesus rose from the dead.
Tylko Jezus wznosił się z martwych.
And this was a great fact.
To był wielkim faktem.
When I was a young Christian,
jak byłem młodym chrześcijaninem,
I loved to ask God questions.
Uwielbiałam pytać Boga pytania.
I had questions.
Miałem pytania.
But I understood.
Ale rozumiałam.
That God loved questions too.
Że Bóg też kochał pytania.
And I was with my children a few years ago.
Byłem z moimi dziećmi kilka lat temu.
They are older now.
Są starsi teraz.
And I asked them, why do you think God loves questions?
I pytałem się, dlaczego myślisz, Bóg lubi pytania?
And they said, my children are in their 20s.
Moje dzieci są teraz ich 20.
And so they like, no, tell us, Daddy, why does God love questions?
Dlaczego Bóg kocha te pytania?
And of course my answer was very simple.
Moja odpowiedź była
because he has all the answers.
Bo ma wszystkie odpowiedzi.
There's no question that he can't answer.
Nie ma żadnego pytania, co nie potrafi od.
And it's good to remember that as a Christian.
To jest dobrze pamiętać, że
as a young Christian, I had a question to God.
Jako młody chrześcijanin miałem pytanie do Boga.
We sang a song.
Śpiewaliśmy
in English.
Po angielsku.
No one understands like Jesus.
Nikt nie rozumie tak jak Jezus.
No one understands like Jesus.
Nikt nie rozumie jak Jezus.
He's a friend beyond compare.
Jest przyjacielem poza rozumem.
Beautiful song.
Piękna piosenka.
But I had a problem with this song.
Ale miałem problem z tą piosenką.
I said, Jesus, God, how can you understand me?
Boże, jak możesz mnie rozumieć?
You never sin.
Ty nigdy nie grzeszysz.
I feel bad.
Czuję się źle.
You never sin. You never had a guilt feeling.
Nigdy nie grzeszyłeś, nigdy nie czułeś się winny.
How could you understand me?
Jak możesz mnie rozumieć?
Because guilt feelings was one of the worst things you could have.
Bo poczucie winy to jest jedno z najgorszych, co możesz mieć.
And then I asked God.
I pytałem się Boga.
And to my head.
I do mojej głowy.
What I already learned from the Bible.
Co już się nauczyłem z Biblii.
He knew guilt.
On znał winę.
He took our guilt.
On wziął naszą winę.
On himself.
Na siebie.
All of it.
Wszystko.
He became guilty for us. The Father could not look at him for that moment.
Ojciec nie mógł się
popatrzeć. He took all our sins.
W tej momencie Jezus wziął wszystkie nasze grzechy.
My calling is to preach the gospel.
Moje powołanie jest
God loves questions. I once had a question that I didn't want to ask God.
Miałam pytanie, co nie chciałam zapytać Boga.
Because it was an important question.
To nie było ważne pytanie.
It was kind of silly. It was embarrassing.
Było takie wstydliwe.
Why did he create bugs?
Dlaczego stworzył robaki?
I don't like bugs.
Nie lubię robaków.
But God gave me the answer.
Ale Bóg dał mi odpowiedź.
Because three times Jesus said.
Bo trzy razy Jezus powiedział.
Tell us a place.
Piekło to miejsce.
Where the worm doesn't die.
Gdzie robak nie umiera.
Three times he said that. Hell is a place where the worm doesn't die.
Trzy razy to powiedział.
And so even recently.
Nawet niedawno.
I had another question.
Miałem kolejne pytanie.
God, why did you wait thousands of years before coming to the earth to save us?
Boże, dlaczego poczekałeś tysiące
lat? What about all those people who lived before that? They didn't know about this.
A co te wszystkie, and I remember i pamiętam,
that he told us.
I że powiedział nam.
He told Adam and Eve.
Powiedział Adam i Ewie.
And the devil was there too.
I szatan też tam był.
That a woman
kobieta
would have a child,
będzie miała dziecko,
a boy,
chłopaczka,
and he would crush the head
i on zniszczy głowę
of the snake,
wąża,
of the devil,
szatana.
And so the gospel was always there.
Ewangelia zawsze istniała.
But people kept on turning from it.
Ale ľudia ciągle się od niego odwracali.
And people lived with that gospel.
Ludzie żyli z tą
that God would save them.
Że Bóg ich uratuje.
And so my question was,
moje pytanie było,
as a young man,
jako młody pan,
how can I be saved?
Jak mogę zostać ocalony?
And of course, the answer for many people is you have to deserve heaven.
Odpowiedź mi dla większości ludzi, że musisz na to zasłużyć.
And I always thought that I would come and die because when I was a young man,
zawsze myślałem, jako młody mężczyzna, że
my godfather died.
Mój chrzestny umarł.
Ignaz Dulewicz.
Ignaz Dulewicz.
He lived by my father in Poland.
Żył przy moim ojcu w Polsce.
And he died in an auto accident in Chicago.
Wypadł samochodowy.
And I was looking at him and I realized, and I said, this is crazy.
Powiedziałem, to jest niemożliwe.
We live to die.
Żyjemy, żeby umrzeć.
I was maybe 10 years old. What you mean we're like the flies on the wall, we just die?
Ja może 10 lat, wiesz,
my jesteśmy
na ścianie, umieramy tylko.
This can't be life.
This
is not exciting because I could die at any time.
To nie jest ekscytujące, mogę kiedykolwiek umrzeć.
And so God began to work in my life.
I Bóg zaczął pracować w moim życiu.
But the first person that tried to explain the Bible to me,
pierwszy człowiek, który próbował wytłumaczyć Biblię,
didn't talk about the gospel.
Nie mówił o Ewangelii.
He talked about what wasn't the gospel.
Mówił, co nie jest Ewangelią.
He talked about Mary.
Mówił o Marii.
Mary is not the gospel.
Maria nie jest Ewangelią.
Mary knew the gospel.
Maria znała Ewangelię.
But she's not the gospel.
Ale nie jest Ewangelią.
And I only understood that this person didn't like Mary.
Ja tylko zrozumiałem, że ten człowiek nie lubił Marii.
So why doesn't he like Mary?
Pytałam się,
I was 12 years old.
Miałam 12 lat.
And so I didn't hear the gospel.
I więc nie usłyszałam Ewangelii.
But then I went to again another church to play games.
Ale potem poszłam do innego kościoła, żeby się pobawić.
A club meeting.
Takie spotkanie klubowe.
I was a teenager.
Byłem nastolatkiem.
In high school.
Liceum.
Freshman.
Pierwszy rocznik.
And I heard the gospel that God.
Usłyszałam Ewangelię.
Loves me.
Że Bóg mnie kocha.
And he died for me.
I że umarł.
That God is on my side.
Że Bóg jest po mojej
stronie. That he knows I'm sinful.
Że wie, że
and that he paid for my sins, all of them.
Zapłacił za moje grzechy, wszystkie.
And all he wants is for me to believe him.
I tylko chce, żebym uwierzył w to.
And today,
i dzisiaj,
many people say that's too simple.
Większość ludzi powie, że to jest za proste.
Just to believe God. It's not enough.
Tylko uwierzyć. To nie jest
you have to do something.
Musisz coś zrobić.
You have to work.
Musisz pracować.
Yes, Christians do something.
Tak, chrześcijanie coś robią.
But they do something because Jesus is in them.
Ale robią coś, bo Jezus jest.
Jesus made theology simple. He wasn't like us. We're complicated.
Jezus zrobił, żeby to właśnie było proste.
He said, without me, you can't do anything.
Nie możesz nic zrobić.
Simple.
Proste.
First you have to have Jesus.
Pierwszy musisz mieć Jezusa.
How do you get Jesus? How does he come into your life?
I jak może Jezus wejść do twojego życia?
He mentioned this in a way to Nicodemus.
Mówił to Nikodemusowi.
One of the most brilliant men in Israel.
Jeden z najmądrzejszych mężczyzn w Izraelu.
And he told him he must be born again.
Powiedział, że musi się od nowa narodzić.
Then later he explained.
I później
John 3:16.
W Janie 3:16.
How we can become Christians, but the example of being born again. Was too much for Nicodemus. He said, Jesus, I cannot go back to my mother and go inside of her and be born again. But Jesus then gave him an example. An example I would give to children. He gave him an example of Moses. When people were dying in the wilderness,
na pustyni.
People were dying in the wilderness, and Moses said to them,
I Mojżesz im powiedział,
pick up your head,
podnieście głowę,
and look.
I popatrzcie.
And he had a pole with a serpent, metal serpent tied to it. Look at the pole.
I miał stawy z wieżą na
pick up your head. And many people said he's crazy. We're dying here, and he's telling us to pick up our head and look at a serpent on a wood. And they didn't look. They were angry at him, and they died. But those who picked up their head lived. It was that simple. That's the example Jesus gave to Moses, to Nicodemus, the brightest man in Israel, the teacher of the Jews, the teacher of the Pharisees.
To nauczyciel Żydów właśnie pokazał Jezusa.
And that's the gospel.
To jest
it's not complicated.
To nie jest komplikowane.
Children can understand the gospel.
Dzieci mogą to zrozumieć.
Many children become Christians because it's preached to them.
Zostają chrześcijanami, bo to jest im ogłoszone.
So I remind everyone.
Przypominam wszystkim.
If you have a question, it's good.
Jak masz pytanie, to jest
but
dobrze.
Remember, leave the door open.
Ale pamiętaj, zostaw drzwi otwarte.
For God
dla Boga,
to answer the question.
Żeby mógł odpowiedzieć.
Because He can answer every question that you might have.
Odpowiedzieć każde pytanie, co możesz
mieć. And it's good to have questions.
I to jest dobrze mieć pytanie.
Some people say, faith, that's too simple.
Mówią, że wiara to
how
jest
could God
prosto.
Believe you, accept you just because you believe?
Jak może Bóg zaakceptować się
tylko za wiarę? Of course, that's a good question.
To jest dobre pytanie.
But the answer is also in the Bible.
Ale odpowiedź jest w Biblii.
Many of, probably all of the answers we have are in the Bible.
Większość odpowiedzi, jak nie wszystkie, są w Biblii.
And of course, the answer is.
Odpowiedź jest.
How did they lose their salvation? How did they lose eternal life? Adam and Eve. What did they do to lose everything? What changed the whole world? How did they get thrown out of Eden? Why did they lose everything? Because they didn't believe. They believed someone else. Instead of God. God said, if you eat this fruit, you will surely die.
Umrzesz.
Na pewno.
Na pewno umrzesz.
But the devil said, no.
Ale szatan powiedział, nie.
You'll be like him.
Będziesz jak on.
And they believed who?
I uwierzyli komu?
That's what ruined everything.
To, co zniszczyło.
They didn't believe.
Nie uwierzyli.
So when somebody tells you believing is too simple, remember, God knows what belief is. Because by believing, God changes you. You're born again by believing.
And
even the story of Nicodemus is followed by the famous verse 16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And of course, eternal life is more than just going to heaven. Because God lives in us. I was once teaching in a Catholic convent. Because the Catholics invited me, and the church would not let me come. So the sisters would let me, them have their meeting in a convent. It was a convent in Otwock, under Warsaw.
Pod Warszawą.
And I had three sessions with the people there.
Miałam trzy sesje z nimi.
But while I was, they had a place for me to sleep in a separate building, and there were some nuns there. A sister was coming. And I had a question for one of the sisters where I would stay.
Miałam pytanie,
and I said to the one young sister, where is this nun?
I powiedziałam do tej młodszej, gdzie jest ta zakonnica?
And she said,
she's
putting Jesus to sleep.
Ona usypia Jezusa.
And they understood that Jesus lived in a box.
Rozumieli, że Jezus mieszka w pudełku.
In a wafer.
Chleba.
They said that Jesus was here and she's putting Jesus to sleep. And they didn't know that Jesus was in them.
Nie wiedzieli, że Jezus jest w nich. Ja też nie widziałam.
And many people think they have to take it over and again. Jesus comes into them in the wafer, but then he leaves at night somehow.
Myślę, że Jezus wchodzi przez ten chleb i potem odchodzi na noc.
So it's that kind of, I'm kind of making fun, but you understand what I'm saying. So it's important that we share the gospel.
To jest ważne, że będziemy ewangelizować.
Why faith? So we know that God wants faith, because the one thing that hurt him most,
it has to hurt him,
is that Adam and Eve did not believe him. They did not trust him. God gave them everything, but they said, maybe we could be like him. That was their sin. So God wants us to believe him. Even as a Christian, there's a verse in the Bible that says, as you have received Jesus Christ, so ye walk in him. So walk ye in him. Again, I want to explain, emphasize that verse. We received Christ by faith, by believing him. When I became a Christian, I didn't do anything great. I didn't do a lot of good works. I didn't give all my money somewhere. I just said yes to Jesus. I believe you. And then I brought everything to him. I understood. Because he was accepting me. He was giving me everything. My greatest fear as a young man, that I would stand before God when I thought of my godfather dying, Ignaz Gulevich, and that I would someday die, I knew that God would say something to me. I thought he was going to say, what do you want? What are you doing here? We have everything recorded.
Nagrane.
Because we had video machines. Primitive movies, you know. And I believe God was there filming everything. I could hide from my mother. I could hide from my father. I could hide from the priests. I could hide from everybody. But I couldn't. I knew that God saw everything. And he would say to me, sorry. We have everything here. Evidence that demands a verdict. So I finally understood that Jesus knew that we were all sinners. And I emphasize it with Catholics. One of my points is that what Jesus said, only God is good. That excludes everyone, because they believe somebody else is good.
Bo oni wierzą, że inni są dobrzy.
They think somebody else is sinless.
Że ktoś inny jest bez grzechu.
Besides Jesus.
Poza Jezusem.
But Jesus said only God is good.
Ale Jezus powiedział, tylko Bóg jest dobry.
So the gospel is there.
Więc Ewangelia jest.
And Poland needs the gospel. But it doesn't need what some churches are actually teaching, that you're saved by sacrament, good works, and faith. Because that's what they've heard all their lives. Oh, it's simplified now. We have a Protestant church that simplifies it. No, but it's the same wrong gospel. One very well-known Catholic said to me, there is no wrong gospel. I said, you better read the book of Galatians. There is a wrong gospel in the book of Galatians. Paul said there is a false gospel. And so we know that even among the churches that Jesus mentioned, five of them were already doing the wrong thing. In two of the churches that were doing the wrong thing, he said, there are good believers among you. But again, in scripture we see at the very end, when Jesus mentions the last church, he could not say anything good about that church. But he said this was the rich church. They had everything. When I was young, and I lived in Chicago, when I was almost 10 years old or 10 years old, I went to a big church,
Świętego Kazimierza.
Big ceiling, big church.
Duże subity, duże
and
kościół.
One block away from my home in Chicago was a little tiny church.
Small.
I think maybe 20 people could guess. But very small. Certainly my church is the right church. It's a big church. These people cannot have the answer. This church was the John Huss church. John Huss. It was a John Huss church near my home. I had two friends that went there, but they were young and very nice people. But they didn't know how they would share with anybody. I was very wicked when I was young. When I was 8 and 9 and 10 years old, I knew every curse word in English. I knew how to say every bad word. But so that doesn't mean anything. It's just silliness. But anyway, this is the gospel.
To jest Ewangelia.
I'm going to finish now. When I went to Poland,
jak byłem w Polsce,
I was going to give up after a few months.
Chciałem się poddać po kilku miesięcy.
I started telling Catholics,
mówiłem Katolikom,
what's wrong with their church?
Co jest nie tak z ich kościołem?
It doesn't help them.
To nie pomaga teraz.
No. So I remember in America we were taught.
Pamiętam, w Ameryce uczono nas,
to teach the gospel.
Żeby uczyć Ewangelię.
We're all sinners.
Wszyscy jesteśmy grzesznikami.
So I began a different way to start preaching. I was singing. I used to sing. I don't sing anymore. My voice is gone, kind of. But I used to sing, and they had a festival in
Poznań.
And I won second place.
Wygrałam drugie miejsce.
The person who won first place was a girl.
A dziewczyna she was prettier than me. Była ładniejsza.
But I sang duet with her.
Ale zagrałam duet się z nią.
But she, she's an American from Cleveland.
But
it was a festival for foreign students.
To było festyn dla
obcych. There were Cubans, Spanish, Brazilians, singing.
Śpiewali.
But during that time, because of that, I was invited to speak and sing at KUL. But before I sang at KUL, I was invited to sing on May 1st at the Communist Party meeting in Warsaw. In
Krakow.
At the Uniwersytet Jagielloński Academy. They had many party members, and they asked me to come and sing. And they sang in a room about this big, maybe a little bigger, with tables just like this. And they looked just like me. I'm kidding. And they of course, they were sitting there eating and drinking, and they gave me 15 minutes.
It's fine.
15 minutes. And I spoke Polish even worse then.
Że mówiłem po polsku wtedy.
And so I sang two songs in English.
Więc pośpiewałem dwie piosenki po angielsku.
Spirituals.
Pieśni.
And I learned one song in Polish.
Nauczyłem się jedną piosenkę po polsku.
It only had six words.
Tylko sześć słów.
Panie, chcę być dzieckiem Twoim w sercu mnie. Lord, I want to be a child, a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. This was hard for them to listen to. Because when I finished singing, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, there was a silence in the room. There were flowers on the side for me that they were going to give me. But they didn't give me the flowers. The doors were open. This was in a place called Zaścianek. It's beyond the wall. They had this little room. It was a place for concerts. And the news got out. But they didn't give me the flowers. I said,
nie daj mi kwiatów.
After about 30 seconds, one person went.
Po 30 sekundach zaczęli oklaskać.
Which in Polish means goodbye.
Po polsku znaczy do widzenia.
Thank you, goodbye.
Dziękuję, do widzenia.
And I left, I said thank you very much. And I went to my room, and a girl brought me the flowers about an hour later. And the news got out, and I was invited to sing in many Catholic churches. Eventually I was invited to the office of Kardinał Wojtyła. And I was invited to KUL to sing. And I gave testimony there. And that's where Ksiądz Blachnicki asked to talk to me. And many people don't know this, but after I talked to him, he sent somebody to my home in Chicago,
a priest.
The priest no longer living. His name is Tadeusz Zasemba. He ran a language school for many years in Lublin. But I didn't know he sent him to my parents. And he lived with my parents for a week and found out everything about me. So Blachnicki knew everything about me. He knew I was really Polish. He knew I really was brought up by Polish Catholic people. But my Polish Catholic parents knew that I was not going to the Catholic Church. They used to call me Baptista. Idzie Baptista. Baptista idzie. That's how they spoke, and they were very difficult for me. It was difficult for them. 25 years later, my father asked me to take him to the Baptist Church. After 25 years. Marian Andrzej Wosiak. In English, his name was Marian J. Wosiak. Why? Because when they asked him at the border, what's your name, your second name, he said Andrzej. Oh, J, okay. I'm J. And so I was supposed to be in Poland, but I grew up in America. But God sent me back to Poland, the job is not over. There's a new generation. Most of the people who are born in Poland today were not there when I first came in 1974. There's a new generation. They need the gospel. But today the gospel is being perverted in Poland. There are people calling themselves evangelicals who preach the same thing. You're saved by good works, sacrament, and faith. They don't let me talk about it too loud. But that's what they'll teach them in the end. You have to keep on working. One pastor told me, it's free only on the first day. After that, you have to pay. It's like getting a new car. You can test drive it for free. But then if you don't make the payments, the car is repossessed. And so, the battle in Poland is the same battle that was in the Garden of Eden with the devil. The devil twisted God's word. He didn't say you would die. You won't die. You know, so it's an important battle that the gospel is clear. We do good works because we're saved. To nie ja. It's not us. But Christ in me is performing the good works. And the real people that are Christians will stay with the Lord. That's what it says in 1 John 2:19. Thank you for letting me share maybe my testimony. I don't know most of you. But that's what motivates me. I believe that not only does God give us salvation, He can give us help. I'm going to finish Anna in about 2 minutes. Thank you for pointing. I know. I'm going to finish in 2 minutes. Maybe some other people will say some other words. But He can give us salvation. He can give us, restore our health. I was poisoned 15 years ago. According to the Mayo Clinic, I was poisoned. God can give us a family. If you're single, God can give you a wife. But if you want a good one, He won't give it to you unless you're a good one. Do you understand that? It works that way. Why should God waste a good woman on Billy Cotto, on anybody? Right? He's not going to waste a good woman on somebody who's not ready for that. So if you really want God's best, or a best husband, you let God change you. Let God make you what He wants you to be. And so God can also give you a job. Or support. If God is calling you to do something that you need financial support, God can give that to you. We live by faith. We believe God is with us. God has provided for us for as Mission Poland, our mission for we're in our 19th year. But even before that, God provided for us when we were doing other work. But God can also give people, not everybody can go into the be a full-time Christian worker, but who would support them? But certain one of us, God will call to work full-time for Him. And those who are working, God can use you to help many people, and He can help you find a good job and prepare you. God does all of this. But another gift, according to the Bible, that God has is suffering. It says that in Philippians 1:29. That suffering for Him is also a gift. It's an honor to suffer for Jesus Christ. And maybe my sufferings were small in my past. But you always have to believe in God that He has a purpose for it. Even as a Christian, in the Christian world, somebody could want to hurt you. Even in the church. Even among the apostles, there was one traitor. Among 12, there was one traitor. So there could be false Christians. And John talks about this. They were they said they were believers, but then they left us. Because if they really were believers, they would have stayed with us. True believers stay till the end. Billy Graham once said he doesn't know anybody who lost their salvation. He doesn't know any. He doesn't remember anybody that went away completely. But you can have a friend, or even yourself, where you have periods in your life where you're discouraged and you stop believing God, stop walking with Him. But if you're really been, if you are really have Him in your heart, He will bring you back. He will bring you back. Maybe somebody could hurt you. Somebody could hurt you in the Christian life, but not everybody in Christian service is honoring God. You know that? Not everybody in Christian service is honoring God. Some are there for other reasons. And we have to be careful because we could be among them. And there's a verse that said that, I'll say it by memory because I'm not going to look it up. 1 Corinthians 10:13 talks about, it's a famous verse about, there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. There is no temptation that you have that is not common to all men. All of us men have similar temptations. But God is faithful, who will with the temptation make a way of escape so that you may bear it. But the verse right before that, 1 Corinthians 10:12, is a warning. Beware lest you fall. Everyone can fall. There is no Christian who can say, I will not fall. Every one of us can fall. And there is chastisement. And we suffer the consequences of our sin. Let me pray. Thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you for all you've done. Pray for every believer here. And I pray, Father, if there is someone among us who hasn't really taken you deep in their heart and really believed you, that they would do so today. That they would know that you can answer all the questions, all of the theological questions or scientific questions that they might have. There are answers, even in the Word of God. And I pray, Father, that we, in this group, would be part of something great for your honor and glory, because soon enough we're going to stand in heaven, and the most important thing we could do is what you told us to do and be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in all of Samaria, in the whole world, and that's that translates into the cities we're at right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dziękujemy.